My dear brothers and sisters, one of the great experiences of life is to be among the saints. We all have the responsibility of preparing ourselves and others for entrance back into the kingdom of God. The atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ made it possible for all mankind to be resurrected and to be raised to immortality. Resurrection and immortality are universal gifts from God. The Apostle Paul taught, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." But to be resurrected and immortal is not all that is required for entrance into eternal life in the kingdom of God. Eternal life in His kingdom is far beyond God's universal gift of immortality and is His greatest gift to all mankind and can only be brought about through obedience to the doctrines and commandments taught by Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Trifle not with sacred things. If thou wilt do good, yea, and hold out faithful to the end, thou shalt be saved in the kingdom of God, which is the greatest of all the gifts of God. For there is no gift greater than the blessing of entering back into His kingdom. There is only one divine way provided by our Heavenly Father. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This is the Lord's way, and coming unto the Father is a divine and sacred gift that must be merited. Today there is much controversy and contention among the doctrines and philosophies of men relative to the requirements for entrance in to the kingdom of heaven. Many try to justify their claims with a statement of Jesus to the thief on the cross when the thief said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Jesus and the thief went to paradise. There are those who teach that paradise and heaven are one and the same place. But this is not according to the teachings of the Holy Scriptures. After mortal death, the spirit goes to paradise and remains there until the appointed time for its resurrection into immortality and eternal life. Heaven, which is the kingdom of God, is where those who have been obedient to God's plan of life and salvation go after judgment and the resurrection. The spirit of Jesus, after his death, went to paradise and not to the kingdom of heaven. It was not until after his resurrection that he mentioned about returning to the kingdom of heaven. You will recall his words to Mary as she stood by the sepulcher weeping. And the resurrected Savior spoke to her when she went to touch him. Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended unto my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. His spirit had been to paradise, but it had not yet ascended to his Father in heaven. Jesus warned that few would find their way and prepare themselves to live in the kingdom of heaven. He said, Enter ye into the straight gate, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Many, according to Jesus, will be misled and deceived by false teachers and false prophets, and some will desire to follow the ways of the world and will destroy their divine opportunity to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Contrary to what many believe, believing that there is a God, and being virtuous and pure is not sufficient to prepare a person for entrance into the kingdom of heaven. The Savior's parable about the 10 virgins and their desire to enter the kingdom of heaven makes this point very clear. Jesus said, Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. They that were ready went in. And the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not." The Lord was not talking about five thieves and sinners and five good people. He was talking about 10 virgins, 10 pure people who believed in God and had a desire to enter into the kingdom of heaven. The five foolish virgins had failed to prepare. Their lights were out. They were in darkness. Their urgent pleas and hasty preparation were not sufficient, and they heard these words from the lips of their God, "I know you not." What a shame to be clean and yet unprepared. What a tragedy to fail in service to God and helping to build his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Many good people spend their Sabbath day out in the mountains, in the hills, with camping and fishing. Good people, disrespect for the Sabbath. Jesus, speaking of good people who fail to qualify for entrance into the kingdom of heaven, said, "These are they who are not valiant in the testimony of Jesus. Wherefore they obtain not the crown over the kingdom of God." It is a divine warning from the teachings of Jesus Christ that one must be prepared to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." The light of life is part of the preparation, and it can only come through Jesus Christ. When Jesus lived on the earth, he lived among religious people. They were known as the Pharisees. They believed in God. They accepted the teachings of the prophets in the Old Testament. They accepted the Ten Commandments, and would not even pick up a stone on the Sabbath day in their compliance with the commandment relative to the Sabbath day. Yet Jesus said to the devout Pharisees, "This people draweth unto me with their mouth, and they honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." He also warned these people about their preparation for entering into the kingdom of heaven through the Pharisee religion and its man-made doctrines and commandments. He said, "For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." The Pharisees, in all of their dedication and their love for God and the ancient prophets and their obedience to man-made righteousness that appeared to be taken from the Holy Scriptures, would not qualify them for entrance into the kingdom of heaven. The Pharisees were worshiping a mysterious God of spirit, and they did not know the living God when he appeared before them. Jesus tried with all his holy, with all of his godly power to convince them, but they would rather defend their man-made church and their man-made doctrines than to accept the church and teachings of Jesus Christ. In no case would the righteousness of the Pharisees qualify them for entrance into the kingdom of heaven. The Apostle Paul gives just a few, and I must hurry, few of the things that will keep us out of the kingdom of heaven: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Adulterers and fornicators will not enter the kingdom of God, and those that are guilty of the sins Paul mentioned. It is important to know that all of the requirements for entrance into the kingdom of God were personally given by Jesus Christ and are found in his holy scriptures. Jesus gave the most important of all commandments, and this is the key that will give us great guarantee for the opportunity of entering back into the kingdom of heaven. He said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind." This is love fully refined. This is not hippie love. This is godly love. And the Lord said, "If thou lovest me, serve me and keep all of my commandments." I bear witness that God lives, that Jesus Christ lives, that Harold B. Lee, our new president, is close to the Lord. We felt it in his presence many times. I close with this purifying commandment from the Lord. Let virtue garnish thy thoughts unceasingly. Then shall thy confidence wax strong in the presence of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.